listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
We're back, folks, on the Alternative Media Hour 2 on this Saturday, July 10th, 2021. I'm Richard Carey, host of Beyond the Official Narrative weekdays on RBN at 12 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday. And filling in for Farron Schoaf today with a few members of the panel, we have Patrick Slattery here with me as co-host. And he is likewise on weekdays on RBN at 1 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday, with his broadcast, of course, National Bugle Radio. That is his current time slot. And we're also joined by, from over in London, Paul Edward Stevenson, an Irishman in London. And we have Stephen Douglas Whitener here with us as well. Looks like we're starting to get some callers building up already here, gentlemen. Even though we had some issues we're getting resolved regarding the RBN server, and I can confirm that we've heard from our IT people some specific details. So I don't believe this is a blanket attack on various sources from the establishment, as it were, as far as what's going on here today and last night. And we'll get that resolved as soon as possible. Before we go to the callers, Patrick and Paul, do you gentlemen want to speak more on this topic, cyber attacks, end of anonymity, digital centralization and all?
Do you want to go, Patrick, first?
All right, well, maybe it's not a good moment for Patrick, Paul, so go ahead.
Well, you know, I would just like to echo what Stephen said. You know, it's great to be among people. I mean, I know we don't meet in person, but I mean, I really value being able to interact with you guys. And, you know, quite frankly, I think I'd probably go crazy if I didn't have that outlet. And, you know, to have people who love the truth and who have some testicular fortitude, because we are in a battle, and you've got to have people that you can trust in that battle, and you know that will have your back, I guess. I mean, because it's a tricky situation. I mean, I'm surprised I haven't already been approached by the police. I really am in this country, considering the sort of people I speak to, and considering the interviews I've done, and you know, on my previous network and on RBN since and on Revision and stuff like that. But I have completely, you know, diminished my social media presence. I'm not really on social media anymore. And also the anonymity thing. I mean, I'm quite ambivalent about that, because in one sense you think, well, as Stephen said, this is who I am. And, you know, I'm kind of conflicted by that, because you're tempted sometimes to sort of cover your tracks, but in a way there is an argument for that you're already defeated once you start doing that, because you are who you are. And anyway, I mean, are they really going to sort of struggle to get to you because you've changed your name to some little, you know, other little name or title? I mean, I think if they want to get to you, they'll get to you. They're not going to be like running around, you know, struggling to find you because you've changed your name. They'll find you, you know?
Yeah,
I agree with that. We're under surveillance at all times. People who think that, yeah, because this all of these apps and everything, it's just like they're a thing laid on top of this big matrix that's controlled by the people who created it to start with. So I completely agree with you. It may give some people a false sense of security by doing that, thinking that, okay, well, they don't know who I really am. But yeah, I think even the people that they can find us, I agree, even at this point without the digital ID, that we already tagged and bagged. I'm sorry to interrupt you, sir, but yes, sir, I agree.
Did Patrick want to comment, or should we go to the calls? Actually, there are a lot of callers in the queue, folks. We should probably, but hope we will hear more from Dr. Slattery as well. First, we have Art in Georgia on the line. Art, good morning, sir. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, gentlemen. How is everyone on this? Well, starting out to be a fairly decent day here in Georgia. Whether it remains or not, we'll see. Anyway, as far as the website goes, I can't pick it up. It tells me server unavailable, but from what I'm seeing in my contacts and people I'm following here, they're saying over in the UK, they can still pull the website up. So I don't know what's happened. Why in the United States, we can't pull up RBN's website, but they can in the UK. That kind of raises some questions for me. And I think everybody else should be questioning why, because this just seems weird. Website goes down, right?
Well, I think last night, our panelist here, Paul, in England, he wasn't able to get on the website. I don't know if he could check again if it's still that way right now. But, Paul, you said you weren't able to get on.
It is. Right now, I can't pull it up.
Oh, yeah, but over in England, I mean. I think he wasn't able to over there.
There's someone here in the chat room over in the UK, and he says he's pulling it up, no problem.
Huh. Paul, you said you had an issue. Paul, you said you had an issue, right? Where you hadn't been able to pull it up last night?
Yeah, last night I wasn't able to. Yeah, I haven't checked today, but let me check. But last night, yeah, it was a problem. It wasn't connecting to the. Wasn't able to connect to the server there. Yeah, so let me see what it is today.
Of course, you're 6 hours ahead of our station. Central.
This site can't be reached.
Okay, yeah, he's still. So, okay, well, we have some people in the UK who aren't picking it up, Art, because Paul here, for one, he's still not able to get it, and he wasn't before he went to sleep as well yesterday.
That's strange. Anyway, what I called on about was the whole deal about the vaccine and now this push for, like you were talking about, we're going to go into the communities and we'll find out who's not been vaccinated. Well, in order to do that, you have to go to the doctors and anywhere that gives the vaccine to find out who's received it and then try to cross-reference to figure out who's not had it. Tell you what, you come knocking on my door with a needle and we can fight. Anyway, I wanted to share with everyone because I tried to do this on syndicated radio, but nobody wants to take my calls on this issue because I asked a simple question. Who's heard of a 1905 case, Jacobson versus Massachusetts? Anybody heard of that case? Anybody? Raise your hand. Speak up now. Anybody? No? Well, let me tell you what this case was all about. This was during the smallpox case.
Did you say Johansson versus Minnesota? I mean, Johansson versus Massachusetts?
Jacobson.
Oh, yeah, Jacobson. So he's the minister from Sweden who had previously had smallpox. Yeah, I'm familiar with the case.
Okay, well, I put together a little piece here. I want to read it for you. Everybody bear with me because what's in this, very important. I've taken segments from three different very lengthy articles, compressed them down into one very short to try to get this through to people because you need to understand what you are up against. Okay? This is 1905, coming out of Cambridge, Massachusetts, Jacobson versus Massachusetts. Justice John Marshall Harlan delivered the decision for a 7-2 majority that the Massachusetts law did not violate the 14th Amendment. Now, here's how this went down. Justice Harlan stated the question before the court, quote, is this statute inconsistent with the liberty with the Constitution of the United States secures to every person against deprivation by the state. Harlan confirmed the Constitution protects individual liberty and that liberty is not, quote, get this, liberty is not an absolute right to each person to be in all times and in all circumstances wholly free from restraint. He went on to say that there is of course, a sphere within which the individual may assert the supremacy of his own will and rightfully dispute the authority of any human government, especially of any free government existing on a written constitution. But it is equally true that in every well-ordered society, charged with the duty of conserving the safety of its members, the right of the individual in respect of his liberty may at times, under the pressure of great dangers, be subject to such restraint, be enforced by reasonable regulation as the safety of the general public may demand. The court held, quote, I get real interesting here in a little bit. In every well-ordered society charged with duty of conserving the safety of its members, the right of the individual in respect of his liberty may at times, under the pressure of great dangers, be subjected to such restraint to be enforced by reasonable regulation as the safety of the general public may deem. And that real liberty for all could not exist under the operation of a principle which recognizes the right of each individual person to his own liberty, whether in respect of his personal property, regardless of the injury that may be done to others. End quote. Now, Jacobson himself had argued that the Massachusetts law requiring mandatory vaccine was a violation of the due process clause under the 14th Amendment, particularly with the right to live and work where he will under the precedent of Algier versus Louisiana, 1897, a case that found that the state law preventing certain out-of-state insurance corporations from conducting business in the state was unconstitutional restriction of freedom of contract under the 14th Amendment. But Harlan answered this way, saying, a citizen, quote, may be compelled by force, if need be, against his will and without regard to his personal wishes or his pecuniary interests or even his religious or political convictions. So the question that came down before the court, does a mandatory vaccine violate the violate the 14th Amendment right to liberty? The conclusion was, the court held, the law was a legitimate exercise of the state's police power to protect the public health and safety of its citizens. Local boards of health determined when mandatory vaccines were needed, thus making the requirement neither unreasonable nor arbitrarily imposed, which means if they go into the community, they start talking with doctors' offices and hospitals and pharmacies and wherever else they do, and they get a full list of everybody that's got their vaccines, whether it be one shot or two shots, and they start cross-referencing it with the populations of the counties and the communities, and they get a list of who doesn't have the vaccine, they can come to your house if they decide to push this and tie you down if necessary and give you the vaccine. This is what they're telling you in this 1905 case. So, folks, you need to decide now. What are you going to do? They come to your door. This is the same question we were asking when they were talking about gun confiscations a couple of years ago. What are you going to do when they come to your door? This is the same question we have to ask if they decide to exercise the authority under the National Defense Authorization Act or the National Resource Preparation Act, where they can come and take your farm, they can take your home, they can seize your hospital, your local hospitals, take over your whatever. It doesn't matter. All they have to do is say in the national interest. What are you going to do? I know what I'm going to do. And any of you out there listening, you want to come bring an eagle to my door? You better bring a body bag. I'm 5'8". I weigh 168 pounds, and I want to look good when you carry me out of here.
Okay, well, feedback from the panel?
Did I leave everybody speechless?
I think so, Art.
No, I'm sorry, I was muted. That's the one thing that I read in that case. I'm sorry, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the one thing about that case I read was that at the end, the judge told Jacobson, or whoever, that they were required to pay a fine of $5. So,
$5 was a lot of money.
but you know that. But you're right. The pertinent points are that it does open the door for them to do this if they want to legally. I think that we'll probably see this case revisited in the near future if they continue along this path. If Biden, does what he says he's going to do, then we'll probably have this case up before a court again in the near future. And we need to be picky about where we bring this case, because so many judges are corrupt now. If we, I can see that's going to happen again before. The thing is, it's coming to our door. They may do that. They say they're going to do that. They're telegraphing that now, but
I'm not very hopeful that we'll win battles in the courtroom regarding the right to not vaccinate. I mean, look at how they've treated any election fraud for the presidential election this past November, just not even getting heard by the courts. Look at how the January 6th incident and these people being held indefinitely for doing virtually nothing, with a complete cover up of the agent provocateurs, including those from the government, FBI and such.
Yeah, they're two Americas now. There's a law for one for them and a law for us. That's obvious. I agree. If we're able to bring a case like this, it's going to be very pertinent as to where, what judge it goes before, because there's so many of them are corrupt. But I mean, I agree, this is what they say they're going to do. But I think the main emphasis is still going to be on coercion, on, trying to take away your freedoms and your privileges and your rights and anything that they can if you don't have this shot before they do the door-to-door thing. But, yeah, they say they're going to do that. And if people say they're coming for you, you should listen to them.
Well, we have a bunch of other callers in the queue, Art.
Chime in on this.
Patrick.
So even if they're not coming door to door yet at this point, for a lot of people, in effect, they are. You think of people who are losing their jobs, people who, what was it, in a Houston hospital, they demanded that their staff get the vaccine or lose their job. Losing a job is a big deal. You look at all of the universities, so many universities now that are requiring the vaccine to these kids who are at absolutely no risk from the coronavirus, no matter, what you want to make of the coronavirus. They're at no risk from it. And yet they're being required to, or, they'll lose their position at the university. And in universities nowadays, if you were to pay full price, and most people don't pay full price, but the full price can be $50,000 a year, it can be $70,000 a year. If somebody's on a scholarship, that scholarship could be worth $200,000 or $300,000 to the family, and then you're saying, okay, well, you're going to lose it all if you don't get this jab. So the coercion, and then also, I think Hawaii just announced if you want to come to Hawaii, you've got to get the jab. You're having your economic well-being destroyed. You're having your freedom of travel destroyed, and this is already happening. But one thing I do think we've got to be careful about, because we're on RBN, and we know RBN is under attack right now, we got to be careful of saying anything that it could be construed as any kind of call for violence. So we always have to be careful of that. But yeah, those are the points I want to make.
Yeah, well, I want to make it very clear that when I say something, I am speaah, like when I say what I do about if you come to my house, anybody listening, you people that like to listen, like whether you're with the NSA or whoever you might happen to be with, I speak only for me. Don't ever hold anything I say against RBN. I speak for me. I speak for nobody else. I speak for me.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that.
I speak for me.
And thank you for that.
This is going to get ugly. Anyway, guys, thanks a lot. Keep up the great work.
Yes, sir. All right. That was Art in Georgia. Appreciate your call. And we do have the break coming in just a few seconds, so we'll go to the next caller when we return. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
We're back, folks, on the Alternative Media. Richard Carey filling in for Farron Schoaf with co-hosts Patrick Slattery, Stephen Douglas Whitener, and Paul Edward Stevenson. We have next on the line Bruce in Texas. Good morning, Bruce. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, good morning, guys. And I want to tell you, I appreciate what you're doing filling in for Farron Schoaf. But if he's listening, we miss you, guy. No offense to y'all, but I hope he comes back. He's one of a kind.
Well, thank you. I feel the same way. Yes, no offense taken by no means. Yeah, we hope to have Farron back as soon as he's able. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, all the best to Farron.
I'm sorry. Oh, okay, I'm going to go ahead and go. People that are listening, you know, obviously you're listening so you can get to RBN, but maybe look for this and bookmark it. FMRadioFree.com has RBN. It's clear. There's no app or anything like that. You can search FM Radio Free, Republic Broadcasting, and surprisingly Google brought it right up, and it's a pretty good app, a pretty good site, so just FYI. These door-to-door stuff, I think we should take the same approach you do, like when the FBI comes to your door. There's a good video on that on YouTube. Just don't talk to them. Don't answer the door. They have no legal right. They're not, you know, you need to have a warrant. And if you have a fence, put a lock on it. Homes that are built lately generally don't have front yard fences, but if you happen to have one, put one out. I believe even law enforcement, unless there's an emergency, they can't cross that. The topic I'm calling about is Haiti. Forbes has now put out an article that says that the new rulers or whatever, Haiti is asking for U.S. assistance. I see this as bad news. I think we're going to have a Haitian boat lift to the United States. And I'd like for y'all to comment on that.
Gentlemen? Who would like to comment?
That could be the case,
okay,
you know. Because
there we go, with the boomer mute.
Here, Patrick.
Did I miss my turn?
Go ahead, Doc.
No, I think the caller is absolutely right on both counts. This is if the so-called new rulers are calling for American aid, that means the military is going to be going there. That's bad. And anywhere the military goes, that provides a rationale for massive refugees. So we're going to get a new round of Haitian refugees. Just what we always wanted.
Very insightful. Yes, no, that is a good point. I could see that coming in the aftermath, for sure. Okay, anything else, Bruce?
Yes, yeah, sir. Yeah, one more point. I try not to tie up too much time. I hope other callers take that in mind, that there are people waiting. These people that are going to be going door-to-door from the federal government, yeah, they can be Karens, you know, your concerned Karens, but it's also going to be the government has a large staff of blacktivists. You know, just look at the Capitol Police for one. You know, and anyone who does any business with federal government agencies sees this. And so it's just it's going to be coercive. It's going to be in your face, kind of like we're going to your door and we're going to pressure you into taking something. I mean, I can't even go to the VA now. I went to see a new doctor, and he was foreign extraction, put it that way. Young guy, and he just went on and on for at least 15 minutes, but it's my responsibility for others to the world to get a vaccine. That's not even a vaccine, and he would even admit that. You know, it's not a dead virus that's used to activate the immune system. So I had to request another doctor. I haven't been to the hospital since. It's just we need to keep our guard up, and just it's just pretty damn it's predictable, but don't talk to them. That's the advice I got. I mean, I think it's good advice. Just if you get confronted, have you taken a vaccine yet? You don't have to answer that question. Just tell them no thank you, bye. Just like you would someone selling door to door, or maybe the guys in white shirts and black pants and bicycles when they come to your house asking you about have you seen the Lord or whatever. You know, and that's all I got, guys. I appreciate you taking the call.
Okay, thank you for your call, Bruce. And see, we have just a couple moments. I don't know, anyone want to comment on that briefly before we go to the bottom of the hour break?
How about a no trespassing sign on your lawn? How much would that help? And even a no soliciting sign on your door. A no soliciting sign might help with the whole no thank you, bye line. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah. Well, some suggested, if someone wants to talk to me about the vaccines, for example, I'll let them in. I'll listen to what they have to say. I'll smile and say, all right, thank you very much. I'll give it some thought. I'll noodle it. And politely close the door. All right, folks. We'll be right back. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And we're back, folks, on the alternative media here on RBN. Richard Carey filling in for Farron Schoaf, here with co-host Patrick Slattery. And we have Paul Edward Stevenson and Stephen Douglas Whitener. And next on the line, we have Betty in North Carolina. Hello, Betty. Good morning.
Hello.
What's on your mind today?
On my mind is a comprehensive view of reality and its meaning and the historic events, and how, especially in 451, when the two natures of Christ was decided upon, and in 1500, when the Reformation took place and the Catholic Church was corrected, put it that way, we today have got a same position with the Christian Church and the civil government, and the need for the Declaration of Independence. Those ideas are ones for the future, and they're equivalent of what took place in the Reformation. And it's not going to take place with the churches. It's going to take place with individuals and parents and in your own bedroom. And it means that you have to deal with the both salvation and the law. And it means that you've got to be learning every hour of every day and keep it in front of you and keep it openly and explicitly before you. And that's all I had to say.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to hang up. Thank you so much.
Okay. Yes, bye-bye. Ma'am. Goodbye. Thank you for your call. And any feedback from the panel to Betty's call? Or we can go to the next caller. We do have quite a few calls.
Hi. I'll just have a quick comment, and I'm sorry I'm so slow with the boomer mute.
So,
I'm not a religious person, but I don't see how anybody could go into the church today with what they're pushing, with their rainbow flags out in front, and think that that is any way going to be the path to eternal salvation. It's the churches today seem, if anything, more like some sort of, suicide cult. Pushing trannyism and everything. I remember going to Charlottesville, and you had the one of the local Charlottesville clergymen walking around. I'm almost positive he was gay himself. He had the rainbow flag draped around his neck, and he was walking around with Antifa and Black Lives Matter. How is that going to be the path to eternal salvation?
Very good way to put it in perspective, Dr. Slattery. Indeed. Well, okay. Paul, yes, please.
Certainly the larger, institutional churches have been completely infiltrated by Marxists, including the Catholic Church. I mean, Pope Francis is a complete Marxist. The larger kind of mega churches in the evangelical movement, i.e., Bible believing, that's what evangelical means, a lot of the time they've been corrupted by, Zionism and this obsession with dispensationalism, which is the apparent theological foundation for this obsession with the state of Israel, which is a pile of nonsense. I've done lots of videos on it biblically for Christians to stop, affirming this type of stuff and to actually read and study the scriptures, which a lot of Christians just don't do. They just rely on a pastor, and this is a recipe for disaster. And this is why every church I go to, I end up almost in conflict with the leadership, because, the teaching and the preaching is so substandard. I just find it intolerable. But even the evangelical churches, I remember I went to one of the big evangelical churches, which I would respect more. It's the Metropolitan Tabernacle. They're very reformed, like Calvinist. I don't believe in Calvinism, but the pastor there made a very good point. He said that the threat that the church faces today is not a doctrinal one, but is a culture one, and that is to say, the threat is that the church has been absorbed by the wider culture, and that's what you see everywhere, even in well-meaning churches. They don't have either the knowledge or the discernment to see when the wider culture is coming into the church. And that's why you get all this political correct nonsense, in the church. I would suggest that we need to go back further than the Reformation. Go back to the Book of Acts if you want to really sort of be a Christian and run the church the way it's supposed to be run, which wouldn't involve tax-exempt status and all the nonsense that modern-day churches have adopted, in recent times,
Okay, excellent responses, gentlemen. And next on the line, Tom in Florida. Hey, good morning, Tom. What's on your mind today, sir?
Good day to all you gentlemen. Very good morning to you guys. And to that one caller called Texas, so I want him to know, they do fry bananas. It's called fried plantains. Well, he understands that. I don't know if you knew that, but they do have a thing called plantains. They do fry them. They're pretty good, actually. Now, here's what I want to talk about, gentlemen. What we really need to talk about, I think all you guys will understand this, what's going on with Haiti. What's going on with Haiti, I think it's called the international crisis. It's going to be an international crisis because we have the prime minister of Haiti got murdered in his own house. A gang of Colombians and Haitian Americans went over there and they assassinated this guy. And now it's coming out that the Chinese want to do business with Haiti, but this guy was like for a Taiwan. I believe this is going to end up to him being a world event because the Chinese basically do want to take over. They don't care if they lose half their population. We need to understand that. There's 1.4 billion of these guys and women, much more men. But what's going on here now is this guy got assassinated in Haiti, in the palace, or I guess it was. And even here in South Florida, they're talking about it quite extensively. That you know, this was a hit. They have. I don't know if you guys saw the video of all the Colombians they have lined up in the little building with all these Haitian guys walking around with machine guns. Have you seen the video of that, Richard?
No. We didn't catch the video. No. I didn't.
Well, there's a video out. There's a bunch of videos coming out, even on Spanish news here in South Florida. Remember, Richard, we're at 8% of the population here in South Florida, the white Caucasians. This is the model for the rest of the country. You understand? It's been going on there for 35 years. Look what's going on in California. You got 9 million illegals. You got their prisons. Half their prison system in California is run by gangs, Latino gangs. You got Newsom wanting to close down a prison. He's being recalled. This creep's being recalled. Pelosi's nephew. Okay, we are in a cabal. We're in a massive cabal. It's the biggest Zog cabal that we can't even comprehend it. Now, going back to Haiti, you guys know all about 1804, correct? What happened in Haiti in 1804? You gentlemen know?
That was the revolution, right? They rose up and murdered
the... It used to be called the country of Santo Domingo. Haiti was called Santo Domingo before it was called Haiti, okay? They literally murdered 36,000 French men, women, and children. And the French that did escape, they got to Cuba, and they became plantation owners. The ones that got to escape out of Haiti went over to Cuba. Cuba's only 40 miles from Haiti on the easternmost tip. So what happened is what's going on in Haiti is going to continue on because there's all kinds of weird stuff going on with their identity of what they believe in, voodoo or whatever. And in Cuba, you got Santiera. But this is bigger than we can even comprehend what's going on right now over there because, like I say, here in South Florida, back in 1978, 79, 80, I told Michael show this. The white Caucasian population was around 78%. We're down to 8%, gentlemen. We lost 70% of our population. Now, where did all these white Anglos go? Where did they all go? North Florida? Carolina? I don't know. Where did they go? New York? California? We don't know. Where did they go? Central Florida? Because there's a whole bunch of, you go to Orlando, you think you're in Puerto Rico. So I don't know what's going on here. But it's like a massive mind wash of white guilt. Every stinking day, whites got to feel guilty about this. They got to feel guilty about that. This, that, cops. We can't have cops. Got to fund the cops. Who's it? What is? What has anybody arrested George Soros? Has anybody arrested this guy for the when he was putting the bricks in the city, going around smashing businesses out in Minnesota, all over the United States for that fact? Nobody's arrested this guy. We don't even know. They don't even know where Hungary, I guess, wants to extradite him to Hungary so they can arrest him.
Yeah, but everything you mentioned is being pushed really by Jewish elite think tanks and Jewish organizations of all kinds internationally. The anti-white
Richard,
agenda.
Richard, that's right. Richard, have we heard one thing about Jocelyn Maxwell? Have they gave her a sentence? Did they give Jussie Smollett a sentence you tried to start a race for before this BLM crap came out with George Floyd? Did they do anything about this guy, Jussie Smollett? No. He's going around trying to start a race war. Now we're already in a race war. We've been in a race war for years, man. Who's kidding who? This stuff's not nincompoop stuff's got to stop. Now, going back to what's going on in Haiti.
Well, Tom, we have loaded phones. We keep getting callers just as soon as we get off the line with each person.
Okay, no problem. I'll let you go. All I can say, this is going to spiral out of control, what's going on in Haiti, Richard. It's going to spiral out of control. You'll see. And China... We'll see. Is this all going to come out? Look at a Wuhan virus here. They don't even want to admit where it came out. It came out of Wuhan. Who's kidding who? Have a great day,
thanks
guys.
Thanks for the call, Tom.
You as well.
How do you know where it came from, Tom? How do you know where it came from?
Well, I can tell you where it came from.
It could have come out of Capitol Hill.
Hold on. You're questioning me? Are you questioning me? Yeah, I would say
I am questioning
you.
Yeah. How do you know?
Can I say the United States was probably, I wouldn't doubt it, the North Carolina. University of North Carolina has something to do with it. I would definitely agree with you. Probably Fauci had a lot to do with this. I'm not saying that the Chinese are. I would say yes, or like Richard had to mention. He just mentioned a group is probably behind this. So don't go attacking me. I said yeah, it came out of Wuhan, but yeah, was it funded by the United States? Probably evidently yes. Look at Fauci, how he's getting away with this criminal. First, you don't have to wear a mask. Now you got to wear a mask. You got to wear three masks. Who are you kidding? You're questioning me. I already agreed with you. I said yes.
It seems to me those who want to push. Well, it just seems to me there's an international group of people who are behind pushing.
So you need to tell your host that. I totally agree with you, Richard. It's an international ring, just like I'm telling you about what's going on in Haiti. So what's this guy attacking me saying, do I know it came out of Wuhan? I said, yeah.
I'm not attacking you, but I'm asking you, how do you know that?
Okay, you know what? Where did the Hong Kong flu came out in 1969? Where did it come from? I don't know. Do you?
Did I say I knew?
Where did the Hong Kong flu come from 69? How come nobody took a vaccination then? How come the kids weren't taken out of school then? In 1969, Wuhan, the Hong Kong flu. Can you explain that one to me now?
So how
when I get off air?
I asked you one simple question. How do you know that it originated in Wuhan? How does anybody know that?
Well, let me ask you a question.
Hong Kong flu has nothing to do with that.
Before that happened, excuse me, sir. Before that happened, didn't they say it was a bat virus that came out of a bat cave? Didn't they tell everybody telling them, and all the media networks, all these crying liberal media networks saying, oh, it was a bat virus? All of a sudden now then they switched it over to Wuhan because it was in the lab. Look, I don't know where it came from. It came from an alien spaceship. I don't know.
Okay, well, that's all I'm asking. You just said you don't know where it came from. Neither do I.
All right, gentlemen, with all due respect, we have loaded phones here. Thank you for your call, Tom. And no, I appreciate your clarifications there, Dr. Slattery, certainly. Jay in Florida. Hello, sir. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, everyone. It's Jay from Stormfront. I miss being on radio, and I'm
itching
to talk.
Oh, Jay, it's an honor.
I've been itching to talk about this latest national holiday we have, June 19th. I guess the Negroes who speak Ebonics call it Juneteenth. But anyway, this June 19th holiday, which was supposed to be commemorate the end of slavery in the United States, well, the poor Negro slaves in Kentucky, New Jersey, and Joe Biden's state of Delaware would have to wait a whole nother 6 months after June 19th till December 6th, 1865, for slavery to end there. So this holiday just seems utterly ridiculous to me.
Of course it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. Because... And again, it's so hypocritical. Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation for slaves only in the states of the Confederacy because the North still needed its slave labor for the war effort. And that tells me a lot about, the reasons for the Civil War. Supposedly, they like to say now that the Civil War was all about slavery, about, the emancipation, and it really wasn't, whereas the South said it was about states' rights. Well, this proves to me that, the Civil War for the North was not about slavery because they continued to have slaves throughout the war. If it was really about slavery, you'd think they would emancipate their slaves before getting involved in this war, right?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that is a good point.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. And emancipation that doesn't necessarily mean you're free, does it? It means that you've been transferred from one owner to another. I seem to recall something about that. I don't know all the details, but I think instead of freeing the slaves, they enslaved everybody after that with the bankers. But that's just another point of view.
I totally agree with that. I believe we're as enslaved now as any people could be. We're wage slaves. I mean, nobody can just decide, I'm not working anymore. You're going to lose your house and your car. And one last thing. I've got a new slogan. White supremacy is simply a fact of life. What our founding fathers considered a truth that is self-evident.
Well, yes, I mean, we were given this set of laws, Jay, because of the high trust society that the European people were capable of having. And I mean, I think just genetically, I mean, well, it's been proven that we have a higher degree of altruism. There's just higher levels of freedom, it seems, that you can have with direct correlation to this sort of, empathy for others and impulse control. There are a lot of things that contribute to crime, and a lot of the factors which show how they were able to have what they created with the, the freedoms here, Jay. But it was an honor to hear you call into the show, sir.
Okay, great. I'll let somebody else get on. Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir. All right, well, let's go to Mike in Kentucky. Hello, you're on the air, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, I've heard that guy call in, the previous caller, I think it's John from Florida or something. I can't remember his name, but he needs to just take a breath. I mean, just because somebody questions you, you shouldn't take it as an insult. I think we need to be questioning everything and everybody about this corona. One of the alarming scares I've been hearing lately is the long COVID, and I think that it happened to me way back in October of 2019. I think it was out and about much earlier than people are willing to admit to, and it just wasn't detected, or until it hit into the elderly populations, where some of the medical people started to notice this is different, and then they started reporting it up. I mean, there's some evidence for that. But yeah, nobody, I think, really knows where this started at. And one of the things I want to bring up is they've outlawed gain-of-function research, right? But what if you take a pathogen that burns through a population and then tweak it backwards? Instead of making it more virulent, like, for instance, that rat G13 that came out of the copper mine could kill people in less than 2 to 3 weeks. So that's too fast. You want this thing to be able to fly out on the plains for weeks and weeks to get it globally out of China. And I think China was chosen, just like the 12 Monkeys movie, China was chosen as a place for this to be released because of the globalization of China. The people would fly that out across the planet for weeks before China said anything about it. Mike Pompeo points it out, but he never points out that it was also flying out on the planes. He says China did not tell the world about this pandemic or whatever until it had reached every province in China. And he doesn't finish the story by saying, yeah, and it was also flying out on the planes. I think that this thing can be... Baylor University has a long COVID clinic that they just set up, and it looks like some people can carry this thing asymptomatically for a long time until something happens to curb your immune system fighting it, and then you get the symptoms. I had a exposure to something that mimicked this thing. Over my lifetime, I've had it a few times where you get what we used to call in Kentucky the crud. You lose the sense of taste and smell in your mouth, and you start getting sick. And I had this for weeks. Another term for it is walking pneumonia. Could not get rid of it. It would go down in my lungs, go into my throat, into my nose, into my sinuses, back down. It would walk all over through my head and down into my lungs. I'd burn a fever, which for me, I have low body temperature syndrome of about 96.8 or 97 point something on my temperature. I was running 99 fever and sweating, and this was going on back and forth for weeks. But they didn't have a test. I mean, I actually donated blood, too, after I felt better in I think January. Red Cross didn't have a test for this, So they were still transferring the COVID test technology and stuff around, and the documents for that has to do with the MERS virus. And the whole thing about the the warp speed is kind of a little bit of whatever you would say, I don't want to say the word BS, but they had the MERS CRISPR gene edited MERS mRNA vaccine was announced in like August of 2019. All they had to do was retool the protein that they were using, the CRISPR gene editing technology to splice the new coronavirus SARS-CoV-2 protein into that.
All right,
and you're up.
I'm
running.
Sorry,
you're
sir. We have
running.
A.
All right.
All right. I'm sorry to cut you short. We just have a lot of callers. I appreciate your call, sir. Joe in Indiana. Hello, sir. If you could make it quick, we just have about a minute for each caller here.
I will, no problem. One of you already stole a little bit of the thunder by talking about no trespassing. This is about the property rights. I was talking to some of my attorney friends, a couple of them involved in real estate law, that sort of thing. And the issues that they brought up were exactly what one of you had said. You need a no trespassing sign and no solicitation sign. I mean, not that that will be respected, but the most important issue, like they all said, is that you do not engage these people in any conversation because they've been trained and prepped in advance. And what they're going to try to get you on, because they know most people are educated who have not been educated on what this all is. And anything that you say will be used against you, and you can perjure yourself. So you be cordial, and you just say thank you, you know, thank you for your interest, and you just close the door. Do not answer direct questions because they will not introduce themselves. They may show their badges, but they'll ask you a direct question, like a yes or a no. And even if you say no or yes, whatever, they'll still take that as a sign of engagement. And the fact that you've already engaged in conversation can be used as a legal impetus to, you know, to prosecute you.
Okay,
so you
maybe.
Be cordial. Pardon?
Just be cordial and ask them, have a good day.
Yes, and number two,
how about
the thing is. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I got a question. So how about the idea of having a no solicitors sign on your door, which then makes it easier for you to say, I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or,
you can do that. The other thing is you also need to be in touch with your sheriff. And because the point is, if they persist, you just call
that
your sheriff. But hopefully you're, that's why one of my reasons I got out of the big, well, so many reasons I got out of the big city, because that won't happen. But out here, you know, but that's my point.
That was a great point.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Yes, sir. Tony in Chicago. I'm sorry, sir. We're just about out of time. What did you want to mention, sir?
Yeah. What happened to the site? Is it coming back?
Yeah. It should be coming back. Yes. I don't know. We had some problems with the servers. The IT guys are looking into it. They gave us some technical.
So you didn't get, it didn't get shut down by the feds.
Anyway,
the bears is went up 2,000. I don't know if you guys have anybody called in about it. I mean, it's just full court white genocide. And if people don't get their ass out on the streets and advertise this and let your fellow white man know that don't take this Jew death vaccine, man. I mean, you know, we're going to start. I mean, we're already going to be dropping like flies. So we're in big trouble. I'm going to start going out during rush hours on busy intersections because I'm just not going to sit there and let this Jew, you know, wipe us out, even though there is a number of groups of white people that I have a seething, you know, disgust for, especially these degenerates that go to this pedophile Catholic church up the street with all the pedophiles in it and churchgoers.
Well, thank you for your call, Tony. Sorry we ran out of time, sir. And thank you to all the panelists. Last caller, I'm sorry, Jerry in Missouri. Maybe you could call back next week, sir. We'll be sure to take your call. But thank you, gentlemen, for being here. Patrick, Paul, Stephen, and please support RBN.
Hey, honey.
Have a good day.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.